All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in for another episode of the Barabbas and Rice Show. We are continuing with our Freedom and Liberty series, and we'll talk more in another episode about the word liberty for those of you who want to ask about that. But today, as you can see, we are joined by Christopher James from A Warrior Cause, and we also have Eric Sullivan from Consent of the Governed joining us as well. So how's everybody doing today?
Doing right. Perfect. Thanks for having us, Rice.
Awesome. I appreciate this. So, I mean, this is kind of the point of A Warrior Cause and Earth United is bringing people together. And a lot of people are already familiar with me, Stan, and Eric, as far as what we're doing together and just adding everybody into the mix. You know, this is something I think that was meant to be. We've talked about the fact that there's been so many things that you might start to think as coincidences, but when you have a multitude, a string of coincidences, it goes beyond coincidence and becomes kind of something serendipitous and something very, very special and a blessing to be a part of. So we wanted to kind of get a little bit more clarity with since our last conversation. One of the things that I wanted to specifically ask was what exactly, because now Eric's had a chance to really scour your information a lot more than I have. I've watched a lot of your videos, but I haven't had a chance to watch 100% of what you've done. So I do apologize for that in advance, but I know you're a busy guy too, and I'm pretty sure you haven't watched most of my videos, so I'm sure it's fair. But with that being said, we're here, and this kind of gives us that opportunity to save time. I'd like to know what exactly you're trying to do with uniting people and what you're trying to do with having people go to assemble at courthouses. What is the actual goal, and how are we going to educate people to that goal?
Well, it's really, like I said, I've been at this, for those of you who don't know from prior communications, I've been doing enormous research for the last 20 years. Basically, this consumed my life, not this particular truth, but through undoing an enormous and horrific wrong that happened to my family around me to try and right that, I came to this truth and understanding. So the reason for obviously the united part that is happening on a first level around the world is a conversation. That's the first thing that has to happen with all of us in this world, is that we need to have this conversation as we're having here right now about an unlawful trespass that happened against us all when we're born. Now, the simplicity of all of this, as I was just saying to the wonderful two gentlemen who I just met here prior to us coming on, I'm going to state it right now up front, Rice, and get it on the table, okay? This is all very simple. I'm here because we have a colossal lie surrounding COVID-19 that's going on in this world. That's the first fact. That is what is driving everything. So in order for people to be able to understand this lie, first they need to be able to give in the evidence, but they also need to understand the hierarchy in which is implementing and putting out this colossal lie on such a massive level, an incredible level that we're seeing demonstrated in our world today. This is what my 20 years was based on. As many other people have done the research, soon learn, is that who is actually controlling everything. So these public courthouses, the first key word is public, okay? Is it a public courthouse or is it a private courthouse? That's the first thing we need to understand. This is how quickly we're gonna take all this corruption down and all this wrong and harm that's occurring. It's these two simple things. Are courthouses a public courthouse or private courthouse? That's the first question that's being asked right now in my filing, that actually not being asked, it's being required. The word required means demand. There was a claim that I filed on September the 12th, establishing a common law court here for a gentleman by the name of Michael Sukleski in Canada here. It's one of many that I have filed in the past, but this one is very, very paramount at this time. Why? Because it's bringing right to the forefront right now that very question. Is it a public courthouse? Is it a private courthouse? Well, they're public courthouses. When it's a public courthouse, that means that every man and woman has a right to access it, and no man or woman in that courthouse that has duties and obligations that's serving us can deny us access to that public courthouse. That's the first fact you need to understand. The second part of that is, do the rules of civil procedure apply to we the people? And that answer is simply no. And once those two facts are brought out and into the light and we enforce them, it's a public courthouse and the rules of civil procedure don't apply to we the people, that now allows we the people to move our claims in court into that public courthouse and seek the administration of justice like never before. It is outside of the bar, and the bar is corrupt, as you know. The bar is all based on, you know, the world of the dead. So that's the simplicity of this, and why we're gathering. The first phase of this that we're doing is we're having this communication. We're all starting to learn what happened to us at birth. Once we learn the knowledge as the public courthouse, the rules of civil procedure, and the trespass, then we go to the next level once everyone is knowledgeable and consciousness of what is going on, and that is actually gathering physically at the public courthouses. And the reason that we do that, as I've said before, is that we have a duty to each other. It doesn't matter what country you come from. Okay, that is a public courthouse. I'm going to keep hammering that word home. That is the place where we, the people, undo any wrong or harm that's occurring to one of us or all of us. What we have here now, we have these service corporations acting as our governments that are completely out of whack. We don't go on the streets. We don't fight. We don't protest. We don't make threats to these people that are acting for this service corporation. We bring them into a public courthouse. That's where it's held. All right. Right now, we have all this theater going on around the world with the mainstream media that's conducting and allowing all of these service corporations to impose all of these draconian actions on us, because the truth is not being brought into where it's supposed to be brought into, and that's a public courthouse. Because the minute that this truth is brought into the public courthouse, that it's public, that the rules of civil procedure don't apply to us, it's game on, because that's when Judy Mikovits's truth comes in. That's when the trespass that occurs gets brought in, and the bar is finished. The courts are going to get completely restored, and that is where the rubber hits the road. That's when the warrants are going to go out for all these people that have been trespassing against us, that work for these service corporations, are going to be brought in under warrant or subpoena. And at that moment, the evidence is going to be laid bare very quickly of what they've been doing, and that they've had no jurisdiction to do what they've been doing, let alone what they've been putting out to the world is one colossal lie. So that's why we're ultimately here.
Christopher, I got a question for you. Are you familiar with Sheriff Richard Mack and the CSPOA?
Yes, I love Richard. Richard's an amazing man.
Have you communicated with him about this?
I've tried several times over the years, but I guess, you know, because he's so busy and everyone's so busy, and maybe because I'm from Canada and he's in the United States, we haven't been able to connect. But I've written probably at least 10 times between him and Oath Keepers and other agency people that were affiliated with Richard Mack to get a hold of him. But I would welcome a direct call with him, because I think he is an incredible man. He has the truth from the lawful side from when his professional career is, but he doesn't have these core nuggets. And if he incorporates these core nuggets, and that this consciousness truth radiates right across all law enforcement in this world, look out, right? This is what law enforcement needs to see. We're not fighting against law enforcement, but we're being pitted against them. Why? Because our main enemy in this world is ignorance.
I'm curious how many officers out there know about this lie in their, they're complicit with it. I'm curious about that, because, you know, I'm sure they're able to see through some of this, some of them. And if they just, you know, kind of like the judges and the attorneys, that once they find out they're a member of this big club, they get that power, that ego, that super ego, and they just continue to thrive on that. Kind of like the kid in school, you know, the bully in school, and they continue abusing that power.
I can assure you that they all know, Stan. Because here in Canada, for example, when you look at my claim that I put in surrounding the Maneri case, which is on my website, the farmer who has had his property basically stolen from agents, multiple agents, very high up in this service corporation called the Government of Ontario, starting with Doug Downey, right? This is the man who's acting as Attorney General, right, for this legal department for the service corporation. I've got this man every which way from Sunday nailed to a wall, okay? And the only reason he's not being held accountable is because his fellow bar members pulled our property, which was our claim, out of a public courthouse and said simply, after a 14-page ruling, that it did not fall under the rules of civil procedure. See why you've got them that simply? You don't need to address all this garbage they write you. You simply hit them right between the eye. Excuse me, Bob or Susie, you want to show me where those rules of civil procedure apply to we the people, or I a man? And you put that in writing to them and you register it to them. And that was done 3 times and they didn't respond once. So that tells you, okay, that what we're doing is absolutely spot on. That's why it's called a public courthouse. Okay, so when you talk about all these police that know, well, this involves the man that's the head of the chief of police now of the Ontario Provincial Police in Canada. He's had so many communications surrounding so many cases that I've been involved with, he has chosen to ignore all of it. These people are complicit in this corruption, and that's why we need to restore our public courthouse, because the moment that happens, none of these people acting in any service roles. Remember, the head of a police department, like we have the RCMP here in Canada, the OPP, and your municipal police, all of those people that are supposed to be acting honorably in their roles, they are all in breach of their contract, and none of them should be doing what they're doing, right? I loathe their corporate structures. They're corrupt to the core. I want to see them liquidated into oblivion, but I do not loathe the men and women that put on that uniform every single day and go out there to protect our fellow man and woman, because they've been lied to. And this is what people need to understand. We've all been lied to here. That's the common thing. So if you go back, I did an interview 5 years ago on that channel on YouTube. And I specifically said to everybody there that I am going to hold every one of these people accountable to their honor. Go back and watch it. And that's what I'm doing right now. And I'm doing it back with evidence. It's not my opinions. I've got multiple court filings that have been put out there, multiple communications to all these top people from the RCMP, OPP, local municipal police, and they will not act. So when they will not act, that requires we, the people, must gather, not protest, gather at a public courthouse and bring these truths into the light and make sure that these people are held accountable.
Well, dude, with that being said, I want to let people know that down below we'll have links for the first conversation that me and you did. We'll have for awarriorcalls.com's actual website and your YouTube channel as well, so people can check that out. Eric, did you have anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, actually, the CSPOA is going to have an event in Virginia coming up very soon. I can't remember the exact date, but look it up. And anybody that's listening that's in that area that could possibly get to it, and then talk about Christopher, try and get some contact information and try and say, hey, this is what's going to go on, and talk to some people. I wish I could go. Not sure if I can or I can't, but just as a heads up, that's definitely something that's coming up. And I had thought about, again, doing it myself, getting out there and saying, hey, if you guys don't listen to this, you're all going to end up in this public courthouse trying to defend yourself too, you know? So.
But now, what exactly is this organization you guys keep talking about? Because I'm not familiar with it.
CSPOA, it's the Constitutional Sheriff's Peace Officers Association. Sheriff Richard Mack started it. You can get on there. You can be, you don't have to be a sheriff to be a member. You can donate, but I'll send you a couple of videos. He just did one with John Michael Chambers recently.
Okay.
But he's got a lot of good things to say. He's been in the fight for a long time. I've been familiar with him for a while, but we could all possibly reach out, send him an email to the organization and see if we can get him to collaborate here. And
that
this
would be great.
I think this will help flush out the people who are serious and see if they're actually, you know, controlled opposition or whatnot.
Well, I'm glad you're saying
as
that.
As a matter of fact, as a matter of fact, Christopher, if you end up, I know you were talking to Sean over at SGT. Him and Sarah Westall are pretty tight, and Sarah Westall just had Mac on. I'm pretty sure that if you can't just get in contact with them, contact those two, and they'll get in contact with him. If you start having, you know, five of us bombard him with stuff like, hey, you got to listen to this guy, he'll listen. And then again, if he doesn't send something back, then
that's been a big problem, man. That's been a big, huge problem. I mean, I'm not calling anybody out specifically, but we have been noticing trying to gather all these thought leaders has not been the easiest process. It's something you've been trying to do yourself for several years, Christopher. You know, it's kind of sad. You know, I would really like if any people who are consider themselves to be a thought leader who has influence over people or who are assembling people or are working towards the same goals, we need to unite. The idea that the freedom movement is divided is such an oxymoron, and people really need to start thinking about checking their egos and coming to the table and bringing what they can, because I don't think anybody 100% has gotten the situation right, or we wouldn't still be in the situation we are. But I think that everybody has a piece of that puzzle, and everybody coming to the table and putting their egos to the side, I think would allow us to be able to really work together and find something that would unite us together with those common bonds that we all have for the end goal. So it's crazy to think about. And with all that being said, I wanted to kind of ask your perspective, because we've been learning from individuals, and with David Strait, one of the things that he has told us specifically is that we need to take dominion over top of all three jurisdictions of law, land, air, and water. What is your thoughts on that idea?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I guess I would like to just back it up for a second, Rice, is that there's a lot of words. See, the thing that I really learned, and as everybody knows, you know, when I went to school or whatever, I always graduated at the lowest end of school. You know, my background was in music and stuff. So I was really a musician at heart, and I didn't really pay too much attention. And now I'm glad I didn't in high school and that, because it was all garbage in which they were teaching people, from history to science to mathematics, etc. So at the end of the day, the problem that we have here, one of the key problems I'm starting to see, is that I started to learn and develop through Carl Lentz, is understanding the power of words and using the correct words. So there, even when we're speaking, like when you're saying a thought leader, what's a thought leader, right? I understand what is trying to be conveyed here, but we need to get away from placing all these other different types of terminologies over we the people. Okay, we are a man or woman, we are the creators in this world, and it should not go any further than that. And I'm not bringing a thought forward.
Right. Okay?
I'm bringing evidence. I'm bringing facts forward. This is not about Christopher, as I said. It's about the trespass that's happened against every single man and woman, and is still happening today. So that's why we must really drill down on the simplicity of all of this, because it is very simple. The problem is everyone's got all this other fear that's going on, and they don't have, unfortunately, the foundational knowledge that I have. And that's why I'm making it very simple now for people to understand this, as we just talked about earlier. When you understand, we just have to prove the public courthouse is one point, and the other point that the rules of civil procedure don't apply to us, that is a game changer. And this conversation that we're having here, I would love to have with Richard Mack. I would love to have with all these people that have been on point for very years, because I believe and know in my heart that through this conversation that we're going to have, that they are going to be awakened and they're going to understand other key components that they did not have within their understanding. Remember, when we're born in this world, do you see a constitution or paperwork attached to me? No. And this is what we've got to get away from. This constitutional crap has been around for a very long time, for hundreds of years, thousands of years, whatever. It's just another layer of way of controlling the people, because they're looking for a piece of paper to protect them. And when the law is present within all our hearts and minds and soul, we don't need a constitution. People do not need a constitution to go from point A to point B to interact with their fellow man and woman around this world. A constitution could be something that's required for a service corporation such as the United States. Fine, I get that. Well, let them go and create the constitution. And then if there's something wrong with it, they should all know that's creating it. When they come out into the public with any of their crap they put to paper, if any of their services are trespassing against we the people, then it's null and void. It has no standing. So why do we have to spend all this time creating these constitutions that other people were writing from a very long time ago? I realize in the United States, and I'm not diminishing the importance of the Constitution, because a lot of people in the United States, they live by that Constitution. And I understand that, okay? Because you know why? You are the truest, you are the most incredible country in the world and how it was founded. People from around the world, from other countries, came there also. And you all stood together and they were getting away from this tyranny that was carrying over on in Europe with the central bankers. This is why the United States was formed, right? When they tried to take it over, you know, initially the central bankers and that, and the monarch with their wars and that they tried to create, you know, the American people were having none of it. And they are an incredible light to this world. And that is this light, this truth we need to put back in the hearts of the people. Like, where is the Christian communities? Where is the religious community stepping up to the plate on this? They are numbered in the hundreds of millions across the United States. Where are they? Okay, what are they sitting at home watching their stupid Zoom communications because they're being told they can't go to a church?
Yeah.
Wake up. The evidence is there. There is no pandemic. There's never been no pandemic. And now they're rolling out here. Justin Trudeau just got on the national television here yesterday, the man acting for the service corporation as its prime minister. And he told everybody the second wave is here now. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Show us the evidence. So this is why we need to have a very simple, a very direct and open conversation. And what you were referring to there, Rice, earlier, you're right. You really find out the weeds, you know, where the weeds are here with these people. I am always prepared to come forth and speak to the truth that I've laid forward. I don't care if people don't like me or not. It's got nothing to do with Christopher. Look at the evidence I brought forward. It's very simple. And then answer those two questions. Is it a public courthouse, or do the rules of civil procedure apply to we the people or not? And once we answer those two simple questions, that's how simple this is for all of us to understand. You don't need to understand the law. You don't need to understand what common law is, all these other things. Focus on those two questions. And when you have the answers to both those questions, that's when we all gather around the courthouse. And that's when we bring the truth into the courthouse and reset everything. It's that simple.
Now, fair enough. Real quick, man, I wanted to say that the thought leader thing, the reason I used that term is I'm trying to be nice, because a lot of these people are what I consider talkers. They like to talk the talk, and we're trying to walk the walk, and the time is now. Like, we need to do this, and that's why I'm calling them thought leaders, because they think about trying to be a leader. They're not really, I'm using multiple implications of what I'm saying, but they're the talkers, and I'm trying to bring forth the walkers. We need all the different people who are knowledgeable to come together. I mean, that's really what we need. Sorry. Now go ahead, Eric.
Oh, you're good. So after, you know, much time researching what you have come up with, one of the main points and reasons why I like what you've done is because it's not just, it seemed like it was organized to be a defense posture first, which is your other two questions: am I property, and who has the ability to administrate property without right? Right. So with that, that's my defense in any time somebody comes after me from that system. Right. So that means I can go ahead and do these things and be more offensive with a defense like that. To me, that in that simplicity there, it's the most powerful part of the whole thing. Now, by going to these courthouses, what happens if a town, let's say, doesn't actually have a courthouse? They're super small, maybe even unincorporated. Is it a town hall? Is it anywhere where a justice would sit? I mean, I know back in the day there wasn't actually a courthouse. All this stuff was done most likely in a church with a court of record.
Yep.
So what do you do without the courthouse?
Well, that's the key thing. Where we do this in the United States will be at a select courthouses, and they will be public courthouses. See, we don't want to do this. I understand that in the old day when everyone talks about, you know, oh, we can go hold court in a church. As long as there's a gathering of so many people, you can hold court wherever you want. Well, yeah, I guess that could be true. But the way I look at it is, why do we need to go outside of these public buildings that we've been paying for the last 100 years that represent the law? We must go into the very building that's supposed to be there for we, the people, to administrate justice and access it. Doing it out in some park bench or in some church or some other building doesn't achieve that process. It's outside of the light as far as I'm concerned. So when you bring it into that public courthouse, you're doing several things, not just bringing your claim in, but you're letting the world and showing the world how we, the people, access it. It's achieving multiple things at once. And I'm so proud of you, Eric, that you understand the simplicity of the who claim my property and who can administrate property without right. That's not a defensive, my friend. That's an offensive. Trust me. Well, it's both. It shuts them right down because they've got to come to the table. And then when you say, well, wait a minute, Bob or Susie, are you not working for a service corporation right now? Say it's a law enforcement officer. And he's going to say, yes, well, you have duties and obligations. Do you not? He's going to say, yes, I do. And do your duties and obligations trump the rights of the people, a man or woman? And his wheels are going to start turning. He's going to say, no, am I property of your service corporation you work for? Have you got a contract in front of you right now, Bob or Susie, that I've signed that you're presenting to me that puts me under your jurisdiction control? No, I would be under your control in that capacity if you were acting as a police officer. But I believe you're acting as a peace officer. You gotta bring out that duality and how they've been lied to, right? The police officer is a policy officer, but he's a peace officer as well. The peace officer is that man or woman that's there to protect the people. He's the one that's there to ensure that the peace is not breached. The other guy, he's being used, unfortunately, through his ignorance to implement all these codes, rules, and statutes and regulations that are all based on the unlawful trespass that occurred when we're bored. See how simple that is once you understand who you are? It's very simple to talk to these people. And they can do anything that they wish to me. At the end of the day, if they trespass against me, I'm going to haul their ass into court. Okay. And the problem that we've had now is that our courts now are being shut down because of this COVID stuff. And that's why this time is of... It's paramount right now that we come together and we get this action going. We get the people, but first, before you put the cart before the horse, our fellow man simply needs to understand the simple conversation we've had here tonight, right? Learn who you are, understand the trespass, and understand the difference between public and private courthouse, and understand the difference between the rules of civil procedure are created by a society to which we do not belong to, and they do not apply to we the people. Remember, it's words on a piece of paper. Unless that man or woman, there could be one of them that wrote the rules of civil procedure, or there could be 10 million of them worldwide that wrote it. And they all say, yes, this applies to the people. I'll take them down in one sentence, bring them into court, and it's that one again. Who claims I property that wrote this document? Because my name's not on it. I had nothing to do with it. And yet you're trying to apply that to me here in this court proceeding? Good luck with that. See, they got to bring forward a man or woman that wrote that document. The document can't stand on its own unless it has my wet signature and I'm standing there fully cognizant of what they're talking about and that I've consented to it, which none of those things appear. So that shuts it right down. And this is what we're ultimately having with this really common conversation here is that my fellow man and woman in this world are always looking to a piece of paper, okay, to somehow prove what they are worth or how someone is getting jurisdiction over them in the court systems. And you need to simply understand a piece of paper with writing on it does not control a man or a woman unless it's a contract. And walking into a public courthouse and being, you know, trespassed upon, being looked at only as the legal person that was created, that is not a proper courtroom that is proceeding. It's all going under false presumptions and constructive fraud. So it's really simple, guys. Like this conversation, I love having these simple conversations over and over again because you're not going to see me move from that square that we've just talked about.
You don't deviate and you stay right in your pocket, and I appreciate your focus. Stan, you got anything you want to add?
Go ahead, Eric, and then I'll go after Eric.
Yeah, it might be a real quick question. I think it might be simple, but I'm building an application and I need to figure out how to actually work with nonprofit entities in their capacity and still try and remain within my capacity. So I'm trying not to incorporate, but still work with the 501c3 nonprofit and corporations. How can I go about doing this?
You work directly with the people, Eric. It's that simple. Okay. Ignore the whole corporate stuff and write directly to that man or woman. Okay. That's how you deal with them. We've got to get out of this corporate structure. You're absolutely right. You don't want to bring, anytime something is registered, it falls out into the jurisdiction of the C immediately. That's where it gets dragged. Now, there's corporations, for example, I can always spin it back on what I've done. Is not the OPP or the RCMP, are these not service corporations providing law enforcement? Okay. I wrote to the top man or woman of that organization and I directly communicated to them from man to man or man to woman. That's how you do it. That's where the conversation has to begin. Okay. And then once they get awake to what's going on, they can change the other stuff down the road. But at the end of the day, it's not going to be a corporation that comes into these public courthouses, a dead entity. It's going to be we, the people that come into them. Right. And we are the ones that are going to change it. So just write to the man or woman. That's the best way to start the conversation, Eric.
Well, I was actually inferring to the organization that is my, you know, would be my business. Right. So without incorporating, it's really hard to have relationships with other people. So I'm trying to find creative methods of not just be, you know.
Could you explain that to me, Eric, where you're having problems? Because just, you know, I mean, I was a general contractor for 20 plus years, okay? Yeah. So I understand engaging with everyone. If I got to go and do work for a corporation or if I'm working with Bob and Susie on their home, it didn't matter. Whatever venue area I walked into, I was engaging with them. And just so you know, I never incorporated myself. I just acted as the man on the land, right?
So let's just leave it at that example then. I won't go into the decentralized application or anything like that. Let's leave it at that because I am also a subcontractor, build houses, work on houses, right? So let's say I need to talk to my contractor, GC, let's say general contractor, and need to put forth or establish a method at which he is protected in his own corporate voluntarist way of going about his life, and then I can do everything that I need to do. So how does the man get to interact with corporations? Can that happen? In a way that doesn't raise red flags or in a way that, you know, doesn't get the person who doesn't want to get out of that system, doesn't get them in trouble.
Well, when you enter into a contract with any of these subcontractors, right, it's irrelevant whether they've got their corporate name at the top or not. Yes, that's there as part of the contract or whatever. But at the end of the day, when you call out, for example, say it's, say it's called Selective Plumbing. We'll say that's the name of the corporation that's created. Is there a man or woman that's going to come forward called Selective Plumbing? No. It's always going to be the man or woman that's at the head of that organization that you bring into court. That's what's happening, excuse me, now with when you say this interacting. Well, when people are trespassing against people, when you hold them into court, you can't hold in that fiction because there's nothing there. You have to bring in the man or woman that's acting at the head of that corporation. So, for example, on the bottom of my contracts, when I used to enter into it with anyone I did, I said, I do not charge GST. That's a new taxation that the Ontario government brought in, or any taxation whatsoever, because I'm not an agent or officer of this service corporation, right? I have no business collecting taxes for them against my fellow man and woman. See, everyone's all been caught up in this taxation thing. And when you understand that you don't require to pay a single dime of taxation, if you've offered to do it through your corporation, well, then that's your, you know, that's your own choice to do. But when you realize that there is the correct option for you to operate and engage with your fellow man and woman, remember, any contract you enter in, there's got to be a man or woman on the other side that's putting their wet signature on it. There's no fiction out there. They can have all the titles they want at the top of their paperwork, but at the end of the day, who's the man that put his wet signature on that piece of paper? It's going to be you, Eric, and it's going to be another man or whatever, or it's going to be an honorable handshake between you and a man, not a corporation. A corporation can't breathe. It has no arms, legs, right? It has no soul. So when you say into a contract, you can be on the job site and simply be talking to Bob or Susie, who's ever there, saying, look, I need these materials here by whatever it is, or I need this section of the work done. Can you give me a price for it? Just ballpark it right now for me. And he says, yeah, it's, you know, $1,500 to do this work for you, Eric. And you go, that sounds great. You can even settle it on a handshake. Mm-hmm. Okay, because at the end of the day, our world only evolves in a man and a woman. That's how we engage. So don't be too scared about being caught up in this current legal system that's out there. You can operate outside of it every single day while you still, if you want to use this corporation to, you know, put your services forward. But it's like I say, it's once people learn the truth of the simplicity of it, that's something we can work on down the road. But it's I understand it's difficult for people that are in business for themselves trying to find their way forward because they don't want to get into problems or trouble. But at the end of the day, when the CRA in Canada here writes to me, right, first I address with them the, if it's a corporation they're writing to, well, I tell them that, you know, I've removed their corporation from registering it. Remember, you've registered that corporation with that service corporation that also controls the IRS or the CRA or whoever the taxation company is. So remove your organization, unincorporate it, right? Your taxation will stop. You're operating on the land. That's a whole other thing that we could talk about or whatever here, but I just, like I say, it's ultimately always boils down to you're engaging with your fellow man and woman. Mm-hmm. And once you understand the simplicity of it, it's real simple.
Well, you know, Chris, and I'm just thinking with an open scope here and a full vision, and these corporations, these structures, as you can see, it's been set up to kind of set a buffer between someone who may be a nefarious character, you know, partying in business with you, but then could come after you to take everything that you have. So in a, I understand everything you're saying completely 100%. And it's simple, but yet complex if from where I'm viewing from, because if I partner with Eric in a business and I'm a nefarious character and we get into business and then I go after him because let's say I was harmed in some way, I claim harm. No matter what it is, I harmed myself. Now I claim harm. Now he has no protection if I come after him, right? And claim it. It depends. That could go many different ways.
Well, in common law, just so you know, that for example, when you have to understand what the word harm means, okay? It's always a trespass. It's never you were harmed or you're either harmed or wrong. Harm is physical. Okay, when you're wronged, that's something like a contract or they damaged your property or whatever. Okay, so you need to understand that foundational first. So in this particular case, when you say you can come after me for everything, well, no, that's a general comment that you're making here. You have to drill down on what the action is at that moment. What is the wrong or harm that that man did when he trespassed against you? And the first thing that happens is that that man or woman, if the claim, not complaint, is true, is that man or woman is made whole. You don't go after everything, okay? In common law, punitive is not decided by if I'm making the claim in the court. I can put forth what this man or woman has done to me. I can show the jury of my peers all this horrific wrong and harm that he did to me. Yes, I can, but they're the ones that decide on the punitive amount. They're the ones that will decide if he can come and take everything after me. And 9 times out of 10, it's not that bad, right? But when we're dealing in basic contract work, if someone has, you know, maliciously acted against you or breached a contract, and then you can show these are all the costs that this man cost me, you bring that into court, you show it, then that'll come with interest, right? And then the jury can say, you know what, we've made Eric here whole over the claim that he put in against Stan for trespassing against him. Now we're going to address the punitive side at the end of it. And then that's where they look at all the actions of the man or the woman. So it really is that simple if you can understand it from that perspective.
Well, that's pertaining to if everybody was in compliance with what common law is and in that same arena of that jurisdiction, right? So that's, I mean, we got to remember people way before us have, you know, treaded these lands, treaded this field, you know. We're not the first ones.
Yep.
And a lot has happened to those people that have done what we're speaking of now. But we can agree that we are in a different time. Let me ask you this. Would you be open to this being something where, and I don't know how you feel about this current administration and its intentions, but every time something happens like this, as Earth United Global's created an organization you're a part of, and I tend to stand back a little because infiltration can happen. These organizations have already been seen out in groups. They can get infiltrated, and then now everybody involved is now what they're going to turn it into. So if we're more conscious of how this goes forward and how we communicate, would you agree that sending that communication to this current administration of our intentions, that we are not combatants, that we are trying to right the wrongs, and we bring that information forward, submit it to the administration and say, this is what we found to be unjust. And we, the people, ask that this administration right these wrongs with us because we are moving forward. and this is what we are doing. Do you think that's something that's valid to do, is to get the right people on the right page? Because there are good people. I mean, AG Barr, Pompeo, we could, it would also flesh out the truth. Do you see where I'm getting at?
Yep. The problem we have is that the bottom line is that all of these service corporations worldwide are corrupt from the top to the bottom. And that's a fact. I don't believe in any of these people that are at the top are legitimate. If they were, there would be a lot of other things. And I don't like to talk down these type of roads, but what I will just say is this, is that we came into this world as a creator. So why are we looking for other people to take care of something that we can collectively do ourselves? They're more than happy to join us on this, but let's make something perfectly clear. We are standing in the position as creator. A creator, or if you're an employer doesn't ask his employees, will you work with us on this? We're bringing this forward, blah, 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 blah. No, the employer says, hey, Bob or Susie, get that aisle cleaned up over there in aisle six, or you're out of here, or I'm gonna fire you. That's how powerful it is when the people have control. And this is what this is about, is we are putting the power back in the consciousness of the minds and the hearts of the people correctly. Okay, remember where you stand in the hierarchy. We stand here, and these government service corporations you're talking about, they stand below us. Okay, they serve us. So you have to understand, when you come from that hierarchy, yes, it's a much larger picture you're looking at, but it simplifies how you're communicating. And don't think for a second, I mean, I've already seen enough what's gone on with Trump getting from Dr. Shiva 100,000 letters surrounding Fauci, surrounding getting Dr. Judy Mikovits's evidence, plus all these hundreds of other doctors, if not thousands, that I'm probably not even aware of, that have written to the White House, that have gone online, that have done all they can to bring this truth forward, and it's being blocked. So if any of these so-called service corporations were legit in the slightest bit, they would ensure at least that this truth would have got brought forth to the light, and it hasn't. Okay, and that's why people have to quit looking and relying on, I don't get into it, but you know, you hear about this QAnon stuff that's going on, which I don't delve into. I don't know if this is a man or a woman. I don't know what this group is about. I understand these things that are being put out there about it. But at the end of the day, I'm dealing in the here and now with the evidence that I have before me, that something that is actionable and powerful for us all to collectively come together simply and go to that public courthouse and correct this right and wrong. Right? It's very, very simple. And that's what the system does, is they convolute everything. And that's what confuses the consciousness of the mind of man to see the way forward clearly. You know, like, for example, like Richard Mack with, you know, that's what I wanted to go back on. You mentioned organization. So let's make this perfectly clear right now. When I first talked to Jesse, I said, there's going to be no organization. Oh, we're going to organize, but there's no organization. There's no corporate structure. Earth United is not a registered corporation. Earth United is Jesse Casanova and Christopher James, period. Okay, so if you want to talk about people that could possibly infiltrate it, well, they got to get through Jesse and I. And anybody that's speaking outside of Jesse and I, they don't speak for us. That's pretty simple. Pretty hard for people to get around that if we're the only two that are supposed to talk on behalf of Earth United. Other people like Rice and yourselves, you guys can give all the support. We welcome all that stuff. But at the end of the day, we are the one that speak for these two creations that we've done, A Warrior Calls and Earth United, and why they're here and why what they're actually doing right now. So I want everyone to know this, that there is no organization. There's no corporate structure we've set up here. It's two men that have come together, and thousands of other people like yourselves are coming to this, and we're simply having an open and transparent conversation. And we're by no means perfect. Jesse and I are going to make things, we're going to make mistakes. We have in the past. We're probably going to still do it in the future. But what is not incorrect is the truth that we've brought forward now and laid before everybody. And that's what everybody needs to get on that train and stay on it and move it forward simply. And I'll do whatever it takes to make that happen simply. And this conversation is great today. It's another way of, you know, simply talking to everybody. We haven't used any big words here today. We've just talked like four guys, right?
Yeah.
You know, having a normal coffee
conversation. Everybody's eavesdropping basically. And that's kind of what we like to do.
Yep.
You know, one thing I wanted to ask is, and this is something that I get a lot when I talk to people about this. Let's say that we go to courthouses and we're successful. We, the people, are successful in doing what we're attempting to do together, united. How do we move forward? Like, what are the solutions for us? Because the entire system is designed from a corporate legal fiction standpoint. So, I mean, we almost had to find a way of starting fresh and not repeating the same mistakes. I don't know if you have answers, if this is something that we collectively need to come together with, but a lot of people ask, what are the solutions moving forward beyond?
Yep. Well, how simple this is, Rice, and that's a great question, is that what you need to understand is that once we access, it's not you were kind of speaking, I guess, about everyone accessing the courthouses and doing this common law thing to correct the record. We've got to back the truck up for a second. We are doing one event first, okay, globally. This is what we must all come together to. If we can do it in each country separately, well, then that's the way it goes. But our objective is to do this in as many countries as we can collectively on the same time. That same action, that same movement of the people that's going to be shown accessing the public courthouse, moving the court and claim, once that is done once, there's the template for everybody around the world to see what happens. So that when you come up to that courthouse the next time, there's not going to be, here's the legal forms for you, Rice, that you must fill out to fall under the rules of civil procedure. The first thing that court clerk's going to say to you, now that this has been reset after this global thing is done, and I might add that once we do the initial access to that public courthouse and establish that common law court and the claims that we're bringing in, that public courthouse is going to be running 24 hours a day, probably for about 3 or 4 days. Okay, we are going to be sending out all these warrants. It's just going to be continuous, right? We're going to access that public courthouse and get the real meat on the potatoes. But at the end of the day, when that happens, your fellow man, now when they come to the courthouse after that moment, again, there's going to be a lot of conflict that's going on, because you got to imagine, we're taking down the central banks, we're taking down the system that's been in place for a very long time. They're not going to roll over and let this happen.
They'll
probably try and nuke us or something, you know, in our various cities, wherever we're doing this. So there's all kinds of things. That's why the first stage is to put the truth out into the hearts and minds of the people. And then once they get it, they'll realize that when they go to the courthouse after this, they're going to be greeted by a woman or man working at that clerk window. And they're going to look to them and they're going to say, "Good day, sir. Are you filing a legal or a lawful process here today?" And that's it. There's going to be no more legal crap to convolute the matter. And everyone, all the people, unless you're a corporation, right? And you do have to access that legal side of the court system, that's fine. That's what the legal world's there for. Complicated contracts between big corporations. Your average ma, pa, and Joe don't need a lawyer to write up a contract for a contracting job. Again, unless it's a massive project or something, yes. But that's how simple it will work, Rice, is that once people are shown and see one of us or several of us doing it in this world, it's the same template when you move forward. It's always the same claim. I claim trespass. Then you put after it the square brackets what the trespass is, did cause wrong or harm, right? And the second line is, I require the immediate restoration of property, because property is somehow involved in this trespass. And that's it.
Now, who oversees these proceedings, and how do we enforce them?
Well, when it's a public courthouse and you access the public courthouse, in this case, it would be the Rice Court. Okay, so the Rice Court is at, and then you put the name. Like I say, when you see my filing that I put out, it's very important that you understand the flow of the words from the top bottom. It's showing that in the Rice Court, so there's the court that's moving, at that public courthouse name. Now, when you just have, like in Canada here, when you have like the Ontario Superior Court of Justice, well, that means if you just have that at the top heading of your, and all your paperwork's before below it, then you're appearing in their court and you're under their jurisdiction. See, it's also being shown on paper. So it's very simple for people to understand. The process is this simple. The common law is that when Bob or Susie, a man or woman out there, trespasses against you, that you walk to that public courthouse or drive to it and you file paperwork against that man or woman laying out the trespass that they've caused, whether it's wrong or harm, breach of contract, and there's your evidence that's attached to it, and you seek to move a court. So what they'll do is they'll get 21 days until they can respond to you, just same as on the legal side. And then after 21 days, you as the man or woman, if they've not responded, or if they have responded to your court, you will then move your court and process forward. That next stage means that the man wearing the robe, he can do two things. If the man that or woman that you're going after in the courthouse, they have a right to seek a jury, okay? Trial by jury. That's always the right in common law. And the reason I say that is that sometimes, like, you know, when something is blatant, black and white, that the wrong and harm has gone here, you don't need to sit a jury of our peers. That man wearing the black robe is supposed to recognize right away, yeah, Bob or Susie did trespass against you here. It's clearly, there's the contract, there's the damages. Boom, you're out of there in 2 seconds with an order from the judge, right? Or from the order from your court saying, make this man whole again. Now, the defendant, which I shouldn't say the defendant, the man or woman that you're making the claim against that's trespassed against you, they have a right, no matter what, to seek a jury of their peers and present their defense in front of them. So if you wanted to move before a man that wears the black robe as a public servant and get it done quickly, because you know it's clean cut and dry, that man or woman still has the right to bring it before the jury. The jury are the people that make the decision, not the judge. You have to understand that once you're holding court, you have to act like that man or woman when you walk into that courtroom. That judge and court clerk are off to the side at their table, and everybody's waiting for you to appear, to act like the man and move your claim in court. So you move it. You state the date, the time that you're there, and then you say, on this day, this man over here trespassed against me. So you don't, I wouldn't point across to him and say, this Rice, you know, trespassed against me, or this Stan or Eric trespassed against me. You see why I understand your name is irrelevant once you deal in law in a court? It's a man or a woman, all right? And either there's a breach of contract, they've done wrong or harm to you, or there's something else nefarious that's going on that your claim is going to represent. And then you just start presenting it. You present your evidence from start to finish to your jury of your peers, the 12 people. Once you're done, you sit down. If you had any witnesses to call forward, whatever, then it's the man that you're making the claim against. It's his right to now bring forth his evidence surrounding your claim, whether it's true or not. And then once he lays his evidence forward, the jury makes their decision. Okay, they'll go off and they'll deliberate and they will come back. There's no appeal processes. Okay, that's why this is powerful. Right. And the jury makes a decision. They'll come back and they'll say, yes, you know, Chris did trespass against Rice. Right. Chris did cost Rice this amount of money. We agree with the documentation, the evidence that Rice has brought forward, that be true. So the first order is to make Rice whole. Right. So say it's $10,000 with all interest and everything would have done. Great. Rice has been made whole from the trespass. Now, the second part is, and now for the punitive side, the jury will have to decide if whatever Christopher did to Rice, if it was bad enough that there should be additional punitive on top of it. And within that punitive can be death. Okay, that's what you have to understand. The common law is the full spectrum. You know, for example, I said it on another show, a man killed three people of drunk driving, right? And he wound up getting 3 years. That's a joke. For wiping out this man's wife and three children, and he got 3 years? That's ridiculous. In a common law court, he has a right to come in and say, this man knew damn well he shouldn't have been drinking and driving. He knew beforehand, if you heard the story, he'd been pulled over a few times before. He never should have been in that car. He's been told not to do it, and yet he willfully and did it intentionally, and he took the life of my property. You have a right to seek the same. That's what the justice is. And just imagine when you've got that hanging out there over people. There's a difference between an accident and a mistake and something that was, remember, ignorance of the law is no excuse. And so is if you actually go out and cause wrong and harm for somebody when you all know, you know, that you don't do that. You don't go on the road drunk or stoned or whatever you're going to do in your private capacity. Do whatever you want on your own property, right? You can smash, destroy your, I should bring an article up to make a point of that. There was a pub owner in Ireland 3 years ago. I should find the record, send it over to you. He was part owner. He was the part owner in this pub. And I guess there were some disagreements between him and the other owner, that there was some monies in that owed. So he came back with a backhoe one night and he trashed his whole, the whole pub, he tore it down. And the police showed up and they said, we can't charge him because he's administrating his own property. See how that worked?
Wow.
Right. So it's, these are the things that people need to understand, you know, and it's, you know, I don't mean to sit here as if I'm this all knowing guy that knows everything. No, I've been through a lot of stuff to get to this point. I've earned my stripes to bring this truth forward. So that's why I got to do my best to keep it simple for everybody, because it is real simple. You know, I talk about Carl Lentz a lot. When I first met him, he told me, he said, Chris, you know, this stuff is so simple. He said, you know, it's like, it's ridiculous. And even then when I was listening to him, I was still caught up in some stuff, but then you get it. And then when the light goes on, boy, it's a beautiful thing. So I'm very hopeful that through these conversations that we're having here today, people will recognize and resonate with the four of us that it's no different.
Well, I think we could all agree people have to be aware that this is even happening.
Yep.
And we have to reach that tipping point, because otherwise we can be picked off and picked apart just like all the people before us.
Yep.
Okay. So the more that you awareness you bring, the more resistance is going to come from the other side. Unless the more people are awake, then we have the protection of we the people. Then they can see it for what it is. Otherwise, we're always going to be the outer resistance, the anti-government, which I'm not saying that we are that, and we are not that. I think we could all agree to that, right? We're not trying to overthrow the government. We're trying to right wrongs here.
Right.
So I want to make sure that's clear to everybody who's in here, so people can't twist our intentions here.
Right. It's not seditious or treasonous. Yeah. It's about doing what Stan said. It's about righting wrongs and doing what's within our rights. The things that, you know, if we've learned anything about this conversation, the one thing is that we have been conditioned, we have been programmed. And, you know, I mean, that's why it's normal and natural. It's not natural, but it's natural for a person to think that they need a piece of paper to validate something. So, right. I mean, really a lot of this comes down to unconditioning the conditioning that we've been conditioned with.
You know, I do want to bring something up too about the whole queue, because I do follow everything. And
we're some open-minded cats. We just stay open-minded and try
unless one really digs into it and looks at it, then you won't understand it. And I don't rely on Q. I don't rely on Trump. That's why I'm here, because I rely on myself, and we're trying to make this movement. However, this is for people who are listening. It does appear that there's some activity, and I've mentioned this to Rice, and I think I've mentioned to Eric in our last video, that it seems that there is something happening to right the very wrongs we're speaking of on the deepest level. But there's all these I's and T's that have to be crossed and dotted, because they're doing it lawfully, it seems. They're not headhunters and going out killing people. They're going to, you know, get them under the rights of the law and commit them for the crimes against humanity that they've done, and that will trickle all the way up. That's what it appears to be happening. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it appears that's where it seems to be leading. So for the people that are the Q followers, I want to make sure that my personal view is that there's something big happening and I'm paying attention to it.
Well, the people
are
going to be
from the grassroots level. We need to pay attention to what Chris is saying and where he's going with it, because it all is very valid. And if we're coming at it from both ends and we meet in the middle, but we ought to remember that we, the people, have to be the ones to take control and not rely on these sources. We have to do what Chris is saying and stand and declare our standing as man and woman, not male and female, not as people, not as instruments of this whole corporate structure, and to declare that standing. And my next question for you, Chris, is how do we take what you're talking about and implement this in the courts, get Judy Mikovits on wherever you want to bring her, get this on film, record it for the world to see, and have all these people, as if you want a gathering or assemble, it kind of, if you take everything out of on rights, everything that David Strait and everybody's been saying, and they are pieces of the puzzle. If we do assemble or gather at these locations, can we do this within the next month? And how do you propose we do that?
We need numbers. We need people for one. I mean, before we can do this, otherwise we're making ourselves targets. But Chris, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right, Rice. It's a numbers thing. It's the cart before the horse. And what you're also doing is you're wanting us, the system is listening out there. And I've been told, suppose I'm doing an interview on Charlie Freak next Wednesday. And I've been told that QAnon is going to be watching me and all this other stuff. So
I mean, outside comms,
I think that's great. You know, absolutely. For those people that are in that movement or whatever you're in with that, pay attention.
Let me just go real quick. The Q movement has already suggested, because you're not aware of it, has already said it's 10 or less. It's not one person. And it said 7 are military, 3 are outsider, 3 are outsiders, right? Now, the Q movement, whoever it is, whoever they are, has said there's no...
He locked up. He said, you there, Stan? Well, there's no outside comms is pretty much what he was saying.
Yeah, and I think I don't want to speak for him, but it seems to me that, and I was going to say this earlier, I follow the QAnon thing. I shouldn't say follow. I say I research the QAnon thing for a multitude of reasons. Oh, wait, you're back.
Okay. No. Yeah, everything froze up for a second.
Yeah, no, it froze up when you were about to say, go ahead and finish what you were saying.
So I just wanted to make it clear that whoever you do interviews with, if they're claiming to have communications with Q and that Q's watching it. The movement's watching everything. They have everything from the NSA to all of it. And I did a comment with a military guy who was former military. He worked alongside General Milley. And him and his military buddies are paying close attention to this. So when you see that the military and all this, I've just delved into it so much that I have more information than just a layman, but there's people that have been following it for 4 years. I've only been following it since January, and I didn't buy into any of this. I wasn't a Trump. I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm not a Trump, a QAnon, you know.
We're very middle ground.
I'm just right in the middle witnessing everything. So I just want to make clear to you, Chris, that anybody claiming to have this Q connection, the true people that have been following this know that there's nobody that has inside nobody. Communications.
If you're if you're claiming to be connected to Q, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
Period. Point blank. That's the reason why. That's the reason why we wanted to bring that up, because there's a lot of content creators and journalists, and I'm supposed to be doing something with Charlie Freak in a couple of weeks. And if he hears this, he probably is not going to want to do it with me. But that was going to be one of the big questions, and I could share some information with you privately another time, Christopher, in regards to some of this. But I'm not sure why people are doing it, because if you really do follow the QAnon movement, you do see that the Q posts do specifically say that there's not going to be any outside communication, which means that anybody claiming to communicate with Q either has been like fooled and psyoped or just bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's and a very, it's very, you look at it, it's very organized. It's not some kid in a garage. This is something serious.
Yeah. Really,
and like I say, I don't know who this QAnon is, this group or whatever. It has nothing to do with me, and that's why my train is just strictly on.
Well, it does have a large fan base or following. So, and if we can awaken half of the people who follow the QAnon movement, who call themselves patriots,
absolutely,
then that's what we need. We need numbers.
And I'll say this. If you look at some of those posts, I was one of the things that got me into this and started researching into this is the District of Columbia Origins Act of 1871, right? So this idea of the actual incorporation of the United States, that was one of the Q posts. And as soon as I saw that, I was sitting there going, wait a second, like you just said in a post to look into this, like it was going to be a thing. Well,
'cause it is a thing.
The more I look into it, as far as the Q thing, and I just about the entire time, November of 2017, the more I see what's going on, the more I notice that the only way Trump would ever be able to drain the swamp is this. Like, he would have to get rid of the entire corporate structure to get rid of the ties to the Queen or create a new one. And that's what I'm worried about, is creating a new corporation that, you know, whether through bankruptcy or anything else, that ties us back and puts us in the same pot, right? We're maybe even out of the pan and into the fire. So that's one of the reasons why I am a huge proponent of yours and talk to a lot of people about it, because it's taking your rights into your own hands. It's taking your, you know, your freedom into your own hands, and you're actually being more patriotic than anybody who wants to bow down to a government or a flag or anything else like that. And it's our job as people of this country and other
people
countries
of the world,
to hold these people accountable for what they've done to our ancestors, our grandparents, and everything else, and then right the wrong. And I love the way you say what biggest part of this is we're gonna have to forgive. Yep. We're gonna have to forgive them for it, but it doesn't mean we can't have righteous anger.
Yeah.
So
and one more thing before Chris goes is that the one post that interests me is that this will not be another four-year election. And my assumption, my total assumption on this, is that all the criminals will be arrested and there won't be anybody to run, because everybody in the Democratic Party is a criminal. Not everybody, but the majority of the ones that
and a lot of Republicans.
And a lot of Republicans are tied to it, too. So both parties have their facts. But I just wanted to make that part of this whole movement known to everybody who listens to this, because I think it's highly important. Go ahead, Chris.
No, you guys are spot on with it. Like I said, I'm not trying to extradite anybody, but I keep on my train, but I welcome everybody. And yes, this group of people that have been following the QAnon thing, this is where the rubber hits the road. And I mean, you know, it's not an I love me thing. I'm telling everybody this because of my enormous research of drilling down why I bring the simple truth out. This is Pandora's box. It is the key for military. It's the key for all of us. All of us that have these professional capacities to do good in this world, when we operate through this initial foundational truth moving forward, it is going to, like I say, you let the truth free and it will rout out all this corruption. And that's exactly what the military, you know, needs to see. Everybody needs to get, you know, reconnected back with their heart, minds, and soul, why they're in the military. They're there to protect and serve their fellow man and woman. And they realize that they've been used as this service corporation's proxy for causing all these wars and death and destruction and all around the world. It's been nothing to do with protecting the American people, right? This is what they hang out there all the time. Same in this country. Whenever our brave men and women are going over to Afghanistan or these third world countries trying to supposedly help them with their militaries and stuff like this. We're just being lied to. And the only way that we're going to get to the truth is we've got to restore that public courthouse, that when we can have the evidence, we can move a case against a man or woman like Justin Trudeau or Donald Trump or Bill Clinton or whoever, that they are not above the law. We are all equal under the law. They can be brought in, and anyone who has that verifiable evidence can place it on the record out in the public. That's what's required. And like I said, and if you're going to be someone that's going to try and this is why I mean all this nefarious stuff goes around out here, because no one's held accountable when they're speaking out of their mouths, like CNN making all these horrific things, compromising the consciousness. If we had our public courthouse right now, we could all drag every single actor, agent of CNN into court, and they'd be finished. You'd expose them right then and there that everything they're doing has been based on lies and deceit. That's where it has to happen. It's never going to happen in the mainstream media. So I'm all for this QAnon group. I mean, I know there's millions of them worldwide. Get to my website. I don't say that enough. You've got to subscribe at awarriorcalls.com so that you're in the database. So if they take the internet down, which is most likely going to happen in the near future, that you will still have connectivity, or if not the internet, my YouTube channel, you will still have connectivity. Okay, with everybody through our website, through the Seamless Communications, as our movement and actions and discussions move forward. That's all it's there for. There's nothing nefarious that we're doing. It's about numbers, as Rice said. We don't have anywhere near the numbers that we have, but I believe with some very big interviews that are coming out and ones like this in the near future, we're going to hit our mark in the next few weeks here. It's going to start to pop.
Well, the idea, man.
So, how do the people get together in each state to get the numbers? Do there need to be an individual or just these videos? How do we know, is there a date we want to set to do that? Or,
well, this is the thing. It's a war we're in right now, Stan. So what you're talking about is you're giving out the evidence to the enemy that's out there. But that's why I say to everybody, take a deep breath. The first stage is that we come together, we connect, and we have this discussion that we're having. That's where we're at right now. We don't want to talk about court dates that are out there, what's going on. No. Learn everybody what's going on first, and then over
educate
the next weeks, months, you then are going to be shared with the information, because we're going to choose a select courthouse, two or three maybe in the United States, where the people see when you log in and you subscribe at Earth United, what Jesse's got delved up there, which is absolutely incredible, is the software that is mapping where all the people that sign up in the database are located, not their physical address, but within their towns or their cities, so that you can know, oh, I've got 100 or 1,000 people around me that are part of this Earth United, they've signed up, that are aware of it. That's all you need to know. And then what that allows us to do is we're able to see where our boots on the ground, where our assets are worldwide. And then from there, once we start to get up into the 1 million, 2 million subscribers and numbers, then we're going to know where we strategically need to place these court actions. Okay, it's not going to happen at every courthouse across the country as much as we would like. It's going to happen at a handful of specific courthouses in each country. That's it. And the people are going to gather there, because everyone else will be showing it streamed wide, and everyone will know before they go into that courthouse, Stan and Eric, exactly what is on the paper, the claim that's being filed. They will understand exactly why we're all there, and they're going to know exactly what we're going to do collectively. And it's that simple. So like I said, right now, let's get people aware of the QAnons, whoever we can bring into this conversation, get them on board the database, make it simple for them. Then we go to the next level. We come out, we say, guess what? We've got 1 million or 2 million subscribers worldwide here that have stepped up and are willing to act on the day. Okay, here's where we are. Here's the people I've been working with behind the scenes, I'm going to show you with, that are the point of common law. They are going to move these claims into these public courthouses around the world. All right. They are the ones that are qualified to do it. You don't have to think that the our fellow man and woman that are just hearing about this for the first time, that we're asking them to show up at the courthouse and file a claim. No, you just have to show up consciously awake, which is going to be easy to understand, and understand what we're doing that day. And then we'll have people in place that will actually move those claims in courts forward. And I say this again, the day that I go to the courthouse in Canada here, I fully expect to have 30 deep law enforcement agents on each side of me, my fellow man, because they are also being horrifically used and abused here. This is correcting everything for them as well within their corporate structure. That's why this is so important, because this trespass happened against all of us when we're born, and we don't need to look anywhere past it. Everyone has to correct this trespass first. It's not just simple, a little chicanery with a little baby name or something. No. It goes right up the whole gauntlet of the entire corporate structure of these service corporations, including into the military. And there are bright people that are there with the military and in government that will see this truth and understand it, and then be able to go back and correct how their service corporations are acting until we can get to a place when we can actually elect an organic government that's by and for the people.
Right.
Well said. Yeah, well, I'm glad you said this is a war, because, yeah, I definitely know this is a war. You can't play, you can't show your, you know, opponent your hand. However, everything is watched, everything is tracked. Yep. And so,
yeah, because we can have a private conversation, it'll still see it just like this.
It doesn't matter. Everything is watch and track. So by me asking for a date,
hi guys.
You know, my point is that you want to do this before November 3rd.
When the numbers are there, I'll do it. I would do it tomorrow if I walked up front of my house stand and I had a 30 police officer standing there and say, Chris, let's go. We need to do
Chris,
this.
How do you feel? How do you feel about people sharing, like taking your videos, like a Warrior Cause videos, and putting them on another channel just to spread the knowledge? How's your thoughts on that?
That's why it's there. I've told everybody, spread this.
Well, there you go, everybody. Life. Take this video. Take any video that Christopher James does, anything that Stan does, I do. This will be on all three of our channels, Bodhisattva Love, Rise Crypto, and A Warrior Cause. You could take all of our information and share it. That is the idea. We need Please numbers. Do. We need to wake people up. That's really all it comes down to. And until then, I mean, I would like to continue having conversations like this, adding other people, bringing, you know, the ultimate ideas. I think that this conversation, having the four of us, allows for different perspectives to come together and show where people can work together. Because most importantly, like we mentioned, people are looking at someone to save them from their situation, a savior per se. Everybody look at someone like Donald Trump, or someone's looking at their national leader, or people looking at Russell J. Gould, or whoever the situation, Anna Von Reitz. You have the power yourself. We all individually need to be the change that we want to see in this world, period, point blank. And then we need to start banding together and building numbers, because we the people, when enough people take a stand, nothing can stand against we the people. And when enough people actually take a stand, we can change this entire world. So no matter what it is that you're upset about, whether it's vaccinations, 5G, no matter what it is, quantum grammar, there is a common thing that binds us all together. And it is the legal fiction that we are born into. So if you can't recognize that and you can't put your ego to the side, then just sit back and watch, because regardless, we are going to walk the walk and we are going to do what we are saying we're going to do. And we are encouraging you, everyone watching us, to be a part of it, because we need this. This isn't about, like Christopher said, it's not about Christopher James. It's not about Rice. It's not about Stan or Eric. This is about we, us, no more I, us.
And not only that, this isn't just about a bunch of freedom loving people. I think the people we'd be able to get into this faster than anybody else are actually liberals, are actually the people that are going to be really pissed off when Trump wins again. They don't have their savior. They don't have a good candidate. They know what they're doing is wrong. They know they don't like this how it is. And I've had more luck talking to people who are not Q people, who are not freedom people, who don't know what it is as far as this trespass. I've had actually more luck talking to them, saying, hey, are you upset with how things are going? You may be able to get out of this system you hate so much, and it's really easy. And a lot of people gravitate towards it because they're the ones that want to leave more than anybody right now. So let's not say it just sticks within this freedom movement. It actually goes farther. It's everybody. We can get everybody, and especially those who are the most downtrodden, the people who think that Joe Biden is going to save them, the people who think that Trump is going to save them, you know, they're going to go to Trump, and they seem to be liking this winning. So they might be harder to bring on as far as numbers are concerned. Go to the people that don't like what's going on right now, and you'll get more people, you know?
Cool. Well, yeah, I guess before we wrap up, well said, Eric. Before we wrap up, Stan, you got anything you want to add? And then Christopher, I'll let you have final thoughts here in a moment.
Yeah, I guess the just last thing is, a lot of stuff I bring up is just for the full consciousness of all the people that watch, because you see through comments, Rice and Chris, you get a lot of different mentalities out there. So the complexities of this entire system, Chris, would you say that you comprehend all complexities of this system? Because I see where you're at and what you're doing is more of the grassroots on the ground here on a local level, but then we've got all these structures above that, and it to me it seems very, very, very complex within the structures of these just all these crazy structures that exist that we are not privy to and that we're not aware of. We're talking about the elite of the elite, you know, the people who print the money and these things. So something like this, if this administration is not on the up and up from this point forward, then obviously that we've got something bigger to deal with here. So this is a huge undertaking that we're attempting here. And that's why it would take the world to wake up and to really be able to see what's happening here from my position of where I'm coming from. So this is you know, big, and it's a spark that could start flame, but that once again, this has been happening way before us. And this is just another spark that's igniting right now. Just how far will it go depends on the consciousness and the will of the people to really want to take dominion back over the land and right all the wrongs. That's just what something I wanted to share and get out there.
It may be big, but it really is pretty small. It starts with one courthouse and it's recorded. So as soon as the one courthouse falls and everybody sees that it's actually something that works, then people will gravitate towards it as well. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. We got to get all those people in order to take the action, but it's the action that's going to bring in everybody else, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I would love to see it happen sooner than later. I'm okay being patient and taking the deep breath and everything else. But if I can't get to one of these courthouses, you damn well know I'm going to go to my own and have my own group of people. And hopefully it coincides with yours or shortly after. But I'm taking it over. It's going to be a courthouse that's for the people. That's how it's going to work. And it'll start in my own hometown with my own sheriff. So.
Cool. And that's where it takes. That's where it starts, right? And how far it goes is how far it goes.
Yeah, any final thoughts, Christopher?
Yeah, I would just say, like I said, we're just having a conversation like four men here, right? We're really open and transparent with each other. So I don't pull any punches with stuff. This is more than just a spark that's gone off right now. Yes, you're absolutely right. People have been looking at this stuff for a very long time. A lot of people have been trying to bring this out into the light, but you show me where anyone's brought it out into the light as simply has been laid now before people. No one, and this is an I love me thing. This is just a fact from the journey that I've gone through, because I had to learn through all these other people that were making things convoluted. I love Anna Ron Wright to death. I love Carl Lentz to death. I love David Strait to death, but you know, they're all three different from me, and I've got my own. None of them are doing what I've done, and yet they all incorporate what I put forth here as being true. So we don't need 100% of the people out there to understand this. You should know from your own civil wars, you only had, I think it was 10% in the civil war of the American people that actually stood up to fight the British and kicked the crap out of them. Okay, we have the beauty right now of the internet to be able to get to millions of people very quickly with these foundational truths. This particular truth, when you say when we go to the courthouse to see whether it's going to work or not, no. We've already won before we even get to the courthouse. When the consciousness of man, everybody understands the trespass that occurs. Don't get ahead the cart before the horse. Understand the trespass. And when everybody understands that, don't tell me that we're not going to get this. Not only is it going to get sorted at a public courthouse, but it's going to ripple right through all these service corporations departments, because people there are also going to be aware, what our policies were doing are not allowed to be done anymore. We should never have been doing these to these people as well. And I would just end it simply on this. This has been around for thousands of years, people. That's why we never use the word persons. Look at Job in the Bible, 32:21. It's right there. Let no man place persons upon you. Why would something like that be there, that word? Okay, it is that simple. Okay, and it is that powerful. And that's why I say we've already won this battle. I already see it done, because these conversations that we're having, and I'm seeing enormous uptick now on my channel and websites, the communications, the comments, I'm seeing that the light, not Christopher, the light, which is this truth that is being brought forth, is finally resonating within the people's hearts. They're finally getting it. And this thing is going to spread like wildflower. And I said, once everybody understands who they are, the rest is easy to understand, gathering around a courthouse, why we're there, moving things forward. And then people will be in place to show people after that point, but it's going to be really ugly for us to get to that point. Do not kid yourself. And that's why I said, if I walked out of my house today and I had 30 police officers that were there all in uniform saying, Chris, let's do this. We understand what we have to do, our duty and obligation. We're here for you. I would be at the courthouse without telling anybody, but we would get it broadcast live. We would get it done. And as you said so eloquently earlier, Eric, it just has to happen in one courthouse. Once it happens once in these public courthouses, it is going to spread throughout this world. And my attitude is, why should we have it just happen on one courthouse on the day? Let's bring our numbers up into millions of people around the world that know this truth. And let's collectively act together and move on the courthouse powerfully courageously and honorably, and let's correct this world. I mean, we're talking about something that's been around for thousands of years, and to what Stan was talking about, yes, this simple truth affects the entire structure above. You have to remember, we already know how to interact on a monetary system, on a military system, on a technological system with each other in the world through banking and stuff. So what happens is that all those systems, we know how they have to work and engage security-wise, you know, with the world out there today. That doesn't change itself, but the actual foundation of who's controlling those pillars does. Okay, that's what you need to say. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. And that's something that, you know, I felt that some people in this movement were doing. I mean, I love Anna Von Rights to Death. She set up 50 assemblies right across the United States in every single state now. Okay, that's wonderful. How I've looked at it is I don't need to set up assemblies across the provinces of Canada here. I just need to access my public courthouse correctly with my fellow man and woman, and we'll make this record right for the world. And that's how simple it is, guys. So I thank everybody for being here. This has been a great conversation, and I love all of you for what you're doing. And like I say, it's only going to get stronger as we move forward here.
I agree. Yeah, appreciate you.
Well said, man. Such powerful words. Well, I will remind everybody, this is going to be on my channel, Rice Crypto, Stan's channel, Bodhisattva Love, and Christopher James's channel, A Warrior Call. So make sure you're subscribing to all of our channels. Be sure to share this video. If it's touched you in any way, if it's woken you up, comment down below. If you want to be a part, comment down below. Go to awarriorcalls.com and sign up on the subscribe so that your email can get added to it. Check out earthunited.global. This information is available. The one truth is here that we need to unite over. By you liking, commenting, and sharing on these videos, it also helps other people who need to see this information to be able to find it on YouTube. So as much as you can do to help out with that, helps the algorithm to let our videos be made available for everybody so people can get this education. And as always, we just keep these conversations going. So to be continued.